part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, fuck it. Everybody knows the song.
Right on,
John. Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
Just Scott.
Episode 92, part two.
92, part two. Eight more to go to the big 100, John.
No doubt.
That's where we're going to quit, right? 100?
That's what you want, man. You keep saying that. So if that's what you want.
Of course not, John. That's why I'm updating the website.
I know how you are.
I sent you the sneak preview.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Of the new website. And we're going to have a meeting right after this podcast.
Right, that's
right.
Talk
more about it.
We're going to have a meeting.
A meeting, a John and Scott meeting. A
closed door production meeting.
That's right.
Behind the scenes. We should record our meetings.
Because we have big ideas, John.
Big ideas. Behind the scenes.
Oh, and then we can offer that on the website. Behind the scenes.
You know what? I'm thinking we should see if we can get Imus to come on the show.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Or have him call in.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't want to hear from him. As a cocksucker.
So what?
He's not interesting.
So?
He talks like he's got a mouthful of marbles. He wears a dumbass cowboy hat.
What are you saying?
And he doesn't like the Negroes, John. I can't stand for that.
He loves them. He thinks everyone should own one.
Some of his best friends are Negroes, John.
The fuck you waiting for?
That's what he said.
Sucking.
Right.
All right, John. We got
he's a dick.
Some comments.
We do.
Do we?
Yeah.
You're shitting me.
I wouldn't shit you. All right, Scott. Right here it says, still the best. Please don't shorten the cast anymore. I'm getting withdrawal symptoms already. You're better than you think. From Mark Spooner.
Mark Spooner.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark Spooner got a big shout out on Air Out My Shorts.
Yeah. Hey, John, eat more cheeseburgers and fried chicken. That's from Preston.
Oh, that's after he found out.
This is one. You got me. Can't believe I fell for that hospital bit. You sick bastard. Bastards. I wept for days over John's poor bleeding anus or whatever the hell it was.
It was tetanus.
Bad, bad TTN. The word whore. You guys suck. From Swiller. Theater of the Mind. This is a bit late, but episode 90 made me feel right at home. With all the medical chattering, bleeps, and bings, I could almost smell the hospital. Hope you are both well. Tet! From Stefan C.
Great Stefan C.
That's right.
And he knew all along that it was that it was a hoax.
Thanks for turning me, onto the Smodcast. Because it's something to listen to when I have nothing to do. That's from Flem Levitt.
Flem Levay.
We love you. Keep up the good work and have a punky month. Cheers, Polly BX. I got to start this
over. Is that it?
No.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Hey, TTN, just thought I'd say I love your show. I listen to the one with Polly B. I don't go on iTunes much, but download lots of shows at once and spend a lot of time catching up. We'll do that again soon. Love it. From Tommy.
All right, Tommy.
Jesus Christ promo. Hey, Jizz and Squiz. This is your satanic friend. Check out my latest blog called Don't Kill Yourself, Just Listen and Laugh Till You Die. It's kind of a promo for mediocre, sick and wrong, and of course, Jizz and Squiz. That's from me.
Me.
I don't know who me is.
It's not you?
Just wanted to stop by and say hello and to wish you a good times, Total Talk Nonsense. That's submitted by JewishMayhem.com.
Come on, you're reading spam now?
Hey, man, whatever takes, man. You guys, I don't know, is it spam? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's spam.
Jewish Mayhem, issue 7 is live, and if you are over 18 years of age and not
you continue reading it after
Jews,
we identify it as spam.
You guys should have totally used the flat line on the hospital episode. I would have laughed, even if I didn't know it was a joke. Seriously, you guys fucking rock. Again, from me. And Airwolf says, hey, cuties, just passing by. And oops, hi, you guys. Have delete the spammers, man. How can that Tom guy allow this crap? I'll have to talk to him. Great show, guys. I tried to fit it in. That was from Airwolf.
Wow, if we did do the flat line, that would have been awesome.
Dude, we just man, did like get the jumper cables.
Three quarters of part one.
Yeah.
And then maybe I can just come back with special ed as he weeps in the background.
No, we just have people running in and they're hitting me with the jumper cables.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys in the background?
We'd cut the
mic.
What the
fuck's going on?
We'd cut the mic, and then I would come in for like another minute and just say, you know, part two would be a minute. Sorry to inform everybody. But, see, I couldn't pull it off.
No, because you're not sincere.
My vocal performance.
I know, you'd be like, sorry, everybody.
Wouldn't be up to par. I'd have to have special ed do it.
No, you start to compose. You start with a composed voice, and then you go into the George Bush Sr.
Oh, right.
I can do it. Special ed.
I can do it.
Hold my Grovers.
Don't turn it off, you fucker.
Don't turn it off. Leave it on, man. Here, yeah. Come here, special ed.
I make fake foreskins.
Thank you.
That would have been out of sight. Why didn't we think of that? Because we're stupid, that's why.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Next year I'll die.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good. Yeah.
That's out of sight.
Ready for some celebrity news, John?
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard this, but Richard
Queer.
Outrage. There's Gear outrage as actor kisses Shetty. Richard Gere's public show of affection for Indian actress and reality TV star Shilpa Shetty has turned the actor into public enemy number one in the Indian cities of Mumbai, Varanasi, and New Delhi. The pretty woman star swept the popular Bollywood actress in his arms and kissed her several times during an AIDS awareness event over the weekend. The action has outraged Indians.
No.
Who feel Gear went too far in a country where such public displays of affection are largely taboo.
Really?
I wonder if, like, banging your sister's taboo in India. Angry crowds burned effigies of Gear during demonstrations yesterday morning after photographs of him embracing and kissing Shetty appeared on the front pages of India's leading national newspapers.
What is with the effigies, man?
I don't know.
They crack me up with that shit, the effigies. And they're not even, they don't even look good either, you know?
You know, I was going to say, what's wrong with the Indian culture? I mean, that's one of the oldest cultures on the planet.
Right.
In my opinion, they have, if you're going to go with a religion, you go with Hindu all the way.
Oh, yeah.
The whole reincarnation thing and karma and 2,000 lives to meet God and all that shit.
Yeah.
But they get upset when somebody kisses somebody else in public?
On
what the
cheek.
Hell?
On the cheek, even.
What kind of fucking backwards third world country is that?
And then backwards.
But then I'm saying Don Imus says nappy headed hoe.
and we get all
bent out of shape.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Who's to say,
John? I love
John?
The burning in effigy, though, our flags and all that stuff.
Nobody burned Don Imus in effigy, as far as I know.
We're going to, after the show, we're going to burn Don Imus in effigy.
We got to do that next time something like this comes up. We need to get in front of a camera and burn something in effigy. That'll be good publicity.
Burn Don Imus in effigy.
Yeah. Get this, John. Another celebrity news. Hollywood film star Kirsten Dunst. Are you familiar with Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah, she's quite a dunst.
Is a fan of marijuana and believes the world would be a better place if everyone smoked weed. The Spider-Man 3 star admits to smoking marijuana and trying other drugs. Dunst, 24. She's only 24. She looks like she's 38. Says, I drink moderately. I've tried drugs. I do like weed. I have a different outlook on marijuana than America does. My best friend Sasha's dad was Carl Sagan, the astronomer. He was the biggest pot smoker in the world, and he was a genius. I've never been a major smoker, but I think America's view on weed is ridiculous. I mean, are you kidding me? If everyone smoked weed, the world would be a better place. I'm not talking about being stoned all day, though. I think if it's not used properly, it can hamper your creativity and close you up inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
No doubt, John. Cool. What do you think of that, huh?
Oh, that's out of sight. Let me take another hit.
Do you have a new outlook on Kirsten Dunst of Spider-Man 3 fame?
Wait, I got to get one more.
Actually, the whole Spider-Man series fame.
Cool.
No doubt.
All right, John, in this last celebrity news, I clipped out because I happened to see this movie on DVD. Have you seen Sahara?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that one? Do you remember anything about it? Matthew McConaughey and...
The only good thing about it was, what's his name?
No doubt, John. No doubt. If you got the shittiest script in the world, you need to hire this guy that we can't even think of.
What's his goddamn name, man?
He did this... He propped up that Eddie Murphy Daddy Daycare. He was in that. He made that movie.
He was a giant carrot.
What is this guy's name? He was in, I think his first movie was The Wonders.
Yeah, The Oneaters.
The Oneaters. And then he was in that horror movie that was good because of him.
Yeah.
I mean, they should double this guy's pay because he saves these movies. If it wasn't for him, Sahara would have been a bigger bomb than it was to begin with.
Right.
I mean, it would have lost tons of money.
Who
but
else
because
is
he
it?
Was in it.
Penelope
Cruz was
right.
in it. And it's this, I don't even know what the fuck. It's like this action adventure kind of a guy, but in modern times.
Yeah.
You got your Indiana Jones. He's from the 30s and 40s. It's kind of like that. He's not an archaeologist. He's some marine biologist.
Right.
And the one thing that I couldn't believe right off the bat was Matthew McConaughey is like this action adventure guy. Because the guy's too fucking mellow from smoking all the weed. They should have made his character like a weed smoking action adventure guy, and I think it would have worked. But whoever, the guy who wrote this novel, I guess there's a series of novels about this character, he got his name removed. From the film because he was so
upset.
But
this sucks.
I saw this story just this week. Sahara stars pampering doubled this movie's budget. Matthew McConaughey, he and Penelope Cruz have been accused of causing the $80 million budget for action film Sahara to double because of their vanity. The claim. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a clip?
No.
The claim appears in legal documents released in part of a bitter court battle between Crusader Entertainment boss Philip Aunschitz.
Steve Zahn,
there you go, and Clive Cussler.
Durr.
Cussler is currently suing Crusader, claiming it reneged on an agreement to give him creative control of the movie. The leaked document obtained by Los Angeles Times shows $420,000 was spent on the movie's leading actors. Including 105 G's for bottled water.
No way.
105 G's for bottled
water. Bottled water? What, did they bathe in it?
Why don't we get into that business? Jesus H. And $54,000 for facial disease specialist.
No doubt.
Facial diseased specialist. Other expenses for
the
movie.
They were diseased?
Movie, which recorded losses of $105 million, John.
Wow.
Included filming the $2 million crash of a vintage airplane, 46-second sequence which never made it into the final cut.
Oh my God!
Who's running the show here?
But the only good thing about the movie was Steve Zahn. He was phenomenal, and he's in every movie.
And
he was
probably the lowest paid one of them all.
He is so fucking funny though.
And I got to tell you that Penelope Cruz. She's attractive as long as she keeps the hair down. If she pulls it back and you see those big ears,
yeah,
it just does nothing for me, John.
She's pretty
nothing.
Fucked up looking.
Totally. Keep the hair down there, Penelope. No
what was
doubt.
That one Tom Cruise movie where they ended up falling in love?
Vanilla Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see that freak show?
I did. Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a freak show. That was kind of spooky. Scary.
Spooky?
Yeah.
It was spooky.
Because he was having these weird, like, flashbacks.
Oh, right. And he got in the car crash and his face was all mangled.
All fucked up.
All right, John. Yeah. Moving on to science news. A huge science story.
Huge.
Couple of huge stories. The hugest one to date is that we all came from black people, John.
Oh, everybody knows
that. We're all nappy-headed whores is what that means.
Everybody knows that.
I don't think they do. I think some people still deny that. They don't believe in evolution. They believe in God and Adam and Eve and 6,000 years ago. That's what they believe in.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking A. All right, so get this. T-Rex was no chicken, John. But scientists say soft tissue recovered from inside the leg bone of a 68-million-year-old Tyrannosaurus Rex most closely resembles
chicken
of a modern hen.
Oh my.
This is the first time dinosaur protein has ever been sequenced. The feat described in Friday's edition of the Journal of Science means that researchers now have a new way to learn how ancient creatures are related to modern animals.
I love
animals.
That headline.
The discovery also bolsters the theory that birds descended from dinosaurs. Bolsters? I think it's a fact now, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's not a theory. It suggests that a T-Rex drumstick might have tasted like chicken, just like you said, John. Can you imagine that drumstick?
Yeah,
that's nice.
They used to have them on the Flintstones.
That's right.
Big giant dino drumstick.
Hey, you know why there was no black people in the Flintstones, John?
No. Why?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right, and our next science story, John.
You know why there's none in the during
Jetsons?
Jetsons?
No, why?
I don't know either.
Now, this is something
I'm not falling into your ruse.
This is something we've always talked about, that when you're a homosexual, it's not a choice, John. It's genetic. It can't be a choice. I can't choose to be attracted to women or to be attracted to my co-host.
When did you choose?
You know what I mean? I can't make that choice. It's not a choice. It's internal, John. It's part of my being. Now, if you're religious in nature, you'd think it's probably part of your soul, John. And they use the term soulmate.
Is that you, Scott?
It may be. I did take the time machine back to my first experience with oral sex. And I recorded this little tidbit.
Wait, can I spit on your big cock?
So you can...
Can you suck it?
Oh, I thought that was you talking.
So anyway... We always talked that it has to be in the genes. It can't be a choice, homosexuality or heterosexuality.
Yeah.
And here it just says here, when it comes down to a matter of desire, evolution leaves little to chance. Human sexual behavior is not free form performance, biologists are finding, but is guided at every turn by genetic programs. Desire between the sexes is not a matter of choice, John. Straight men, it seems, have it neural circuits in their neurons that prompt them to seek out women. Gay men have those prompting them to seek out other men. Women's brains may be organized to select men who seem likely to provide them for their children. The deal is sealed with other neural programs that induce a burst of romantic love followed by long-term attachment. So much fuss, so intricate a dance, all to achieve success on a simple scale. That is all evolution cares about. That of raising the greatest number of children to adulthood. Desire may seem the core of human sexual behavior, but it is just the central act in a long drama whose script is written quite substantially in the genes.
Wow.
And I don't know why this story hasn't got more coverage in the mainstream press.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because it is not a goddamn choice, and you can't go to Scientology and get cured.
Right.
Tom Cruise is not cured. He still is attracted to men, but he manages to get a boner to spawn Katie Holmes.
In our urethras, we have a little teeny tiny vagina.
So there again, John, we are right again.
Right again,
right,
Scott.
Right again.
Right again.
Do you suck dicks?
When we first started this podcast, we said that the W was a chimp, and that is being proven every goddamn day. And the other thing we said is homosexuality is not a choice.
Right.
And there you have it. Right again.
I told a German guy that our president was a chimpanzee, and I thought he almost was going to fall on the floor. He was laughing so goddamn hard.
The one that you did the interview with that we had to censor?
No, this is a different guy. Just today I said it, and he was dying. He couldn't catch his breath. At first he goes, yes, of course. Yeah. Yeah, yes, you are right. You are right.
It's bullshit.
Bullshit.
Fucking A, man. Fucking A.
Are we duty stinging?
Yeah, if I can find my duty.
I'll tell you my story.
I'm bringing duty back. I got to go to mass. It falls out my crack. I got to boop it, poop it.
Bring it to the bridge.
So my son at school.
How old is your son?
My son's 8.
8 years old.
Yeah.
He's at school.
And he goes to the nurse's office. Well, for the whole week, my daughter's had constipation, I think, for like 4 weeks.
Oh, that's brutal.
She hasn't fired a rocket.
In 4 weeks?
Something like that. I don't know. I don't keep track. The wife does.
That's brutal.
Yeah. And my son, same thing. He started that problem. So he went to the nurse. And the nurse calls my wife at work and... says, your son just came in here, and he said that he's having trouble going number 2, and he says that he caught it from his sister.
So did he say, actually, I'm having trouble going number 2,
yeah.
Or did he say something else?
I'm having trouble taking a shit. No.
So he caught it from his sister, huh?
Yeah, that's
all right,
what he thinks.
Remind me to stay away from your kids when I come over.
You don't want to get constipated.
I don't want to catch that.
Yeah, so that's it. That's it.
All right, well, I have a science story. About 2 airliners, John.
Oh.
2 airliners had to circle for 18 minutes in a plane ferrying human lungs for transportation. It was briefly delayed Friday. While an airport's lone air traffic controller took a bathroom break.
Oh.
Now, how do we know it was number 2 and not number 1? We'll get to that. The union on Tuesday cited the Friday incident at the Manchester, New Hampshire airport as evidence that air traffic control facilities are understaffed. The FAA officials responded that staffing is sufficient, that the bathroom break was handled in accordance with policy, and that the travelers were not endangered or unduly inconvenienced. Both said the controller, whom neither named, had been on duty at Manchester Boston Regional Airport about 2 hours and 40 minutes Friday when he had to take a bathroom break. Because the only other employee in the tower was not certified to handle takeoffs and landings, the controller notified FAA's Boston Consolidated Terminal Radar Approach Control, TRACON, that he was taking the unscheduled break. There's a spokesman, Jim Peters, said the controller, who handled 60 aircraft during the first 3 hours, acted responsibly by waiting until a slow period before taking his break.
Peters said for a landing.
Get this. Here's where we know it's number 2 and not number 1. Peters said the break lasted 12 minutes, but said a few additional minutes may have lapsed as the planes were realigned to land. And that's when he was probably cleaning up the goat's ass. Union spokesman Church said Southwest flights were delayed 18 minutes because of that. And one of the flights was ferrying human lungs. During the controller's break, a lifeguard flight pilot radioed the tower and spoke to a trainee who was not certified to conduct control operations. The trainee told the pilot,
you gotta go.
He would have to wait 10 minutes for the controller to return. Okay, so the controller obviously told him, hey, I gotta take a shit. I'm gonna be a while.
He's coming in for a landing.
The pilot replied that he had, we have lungs on board.
this is your captain speaking. We got lungs on the board here.
The last shit-related story, Japan's leading toilet maker, Toto.
Toto!
You know Toto?
Oh, yeah, I got a story about them.
Is offering free repairs for 18,000 bidet toilets after wiring problems caused several to catch fire.
What?
Talk about fire crotch.
Oh, my God.
The electronic bidet accessory of Toto's Z-Series caught fire in three separate incidents between March 06 and 07, according to company spokesman Imai Tanaka. The bidet sent up smoke in 26 other incidents.
Wow.
Unfortunately, nobody was using a toilet when the fire broke out, and there were no injuries. The fire would have just been under their buttocks.
Tanaka said.
Poof.
And that's the shit stories you know, this week, John.
My story about Toto is somebody was telling me they were touring the Toto plant, and they came across a guy balling up turds out of clay to show that they could flush 5 pounds of shit.
Oh, was a demonstration?
Yeah.
So he had 5 pounds of
clay? 5 pounds of clay.
Well, I need that toilet. How do I get one of those?
Oh, they're the best, man. I ordered two. I got two coming to my house.
Oh, I'm going to have to test those out. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, not a buyout.
Come on, man.
Actually, I got like the jumbo fart fans being put in.
Nice.
I mean, they'll suck your face right up into the ceiling.
Why would I have my face in your toilet bowl?
No, the fart fans are on the ceiling.
I thought they were in the toilet bowl.
No, yeah, it's going to suck your intestines
like an
out.
Airline toilet.
All right, that's it for duty.
That's it for duty stories. I'll let you handle it. Go ahead.
I don't know it. Duty bag. I put that about in my ass. The poopy bag. I got some shitty ass. Got some crack shit.
Take it to the bridge.
I got thrown off, man. I was thrown off.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt, John. We want to talk about this cocksucker Cho Sung Wee.
Cocksucker.
This total piece of shit. Cho Sung Wee.
Oh, don't be so hard on the guy.
Oh, fuck that. That guy's a mental patient. Dead.
Well, dead.
He should have just taken
patient.
His own life. Why did he have to go and fuck everybody
that
else
anus.
Up?
Anus.
Well, cocksucker.
You told me once, you know, I was telling you a story about a guy I knew that took his own life. And he started by, we saw the police blotter. He worked at our place years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody saw the police blotter that he was arrested because the cops found him passed out drunk in his car with a loaded 44 next to him in the seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then the company fired him. And the next day, down like all his Prozac and a bottle of vodka.
And that was it?
And you were like, good riddance. I didn't know the guy, but hey, man. There's that fine line that he could just, he's in that depressed mode and he could cross that line and start taking people out with him.
Fucking A. And it's all about.
Like, I never thought of that, man.
Self-observation. If you realize you're that fucked up, try to get some help.
What's
make these videos and then plan on butchering people for no fucking reason other than you're a fucking loser. Piece of shit. I have no sympathy for this Choi Sung Wee cocksucker. And you know what really pisses me off?
Jesus Christ.
Is so the guy makes these videos, and they showed him on the news. You know, I couldn't turn away. It's like watching a goddamn train wreck. But I'm thinking, what is with the news organizations today? He sent this to the news, just turn it over to the FBI, and don't fucking broadcast this shit. Nobody needs to see this mental patient go on some goddamn diatribe. Because he doesn't like rich people or he doesn't like the elites.
I want to see it.
I don't want to see it.
I do.
Well, then they should put it somewhere.
Turn the TV off.
I did turn it off.
I did. Baby.
And I'm boycotting. I'm not watching NBC anymore. They're out. They're done.
They're out.
I'm not watching that shit anymore. And if you want to see it, that's fine. Go to the FBI website and they could post that shit. and you want to see it, you're interested. I don't want to see that shit. I don't want to see that mental patient.
They tell you before it comes on, you could have just turned it off.
No, I couldn't. I wasn't there for before it came on. I walked into the room, and I have to see Cho Sung Wee cry like a little pussy.
And what's your point, man?
My point is that NBC shouldn't have played that shit. They should have just sent it to the FBI.
Okay, dude, relax.
That's my point.
Oh, my God. They did. They just made a copy.
And then Dr. Phil comes out and says all this shit about video games.
You know? Oh, fuck that.
It's got it's got to be related to video games.
No personal responsibility.
And we have to start seriously considering video games' impact on society and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, fuck you, you bald-headed,
that cocksucker dedicated a whole goddamn show to that shit. I don't even know why he has a fucking show. Thank you, Oprah. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. What the hell is that? And today, what cracks me up, though, NBC, again, they're just grilling the FBI or the police, they're the president of the campus, and, you know, this could have been prevented. How could it have been prevented?
Who knows? I don't know.
There's no way. Oh, now it's, you know, the guy goes in for depression and all this stuff. And what are they supposed to do? Lock him up?
Yeah, like that. What's that Tom Cruise movie where they...
Minority Report?
Minority Report, where they lock somebody up for something they think he's going to commit a crime in the future.
Yeah. I mean, it's brutal. It's definitely a tragedy. It's very depressing. I couldn't imagine being a parent, you know, especially the guy takes his own life. So you have nobody to take it out on. You have nobody to blame. So you're just looking, you know, for something and you got nothing.
You got nothing.
Nothing. That's just brutal.
That cocksucker.
But I can't believe this whole blaming society and bullshit. This kid had problems way before video games.
Well, let's getting back to the video games. The report came out today that the troubled young man, whose nightmarish assault on his fellow students, blah blah blah. Despite certain idiotic claims by both the man who needs to stop using my surname and Dr. Phil, it seems that he actually didn't own any video games.
Oh,
violent
how about that?
Or otherwise, according to the search warrant.
He was an English major. Maybe we should ban violent books.
Well, I was just wondering, Adolf Hitler like a big Donkey Kong fan?
Right.
Is that what he got off
ban
on?
Ban those, yeah.
What do you think Stalin played? Pac-Man?
Attila the Hun.
What do you think he was?
Oh, yeah. Back then, I think it was Pong.
Pong, yeah.
He was really hooked on that violent Pong. The first-person shooter Pong. Yeah, whatever. Get out of here with that bullshit.
That is a bunch of shit. And then Fox News. I mean, and it goes back to this news.
How can you call them news?
Well, it goes back to these news organizations. First, you got NBC showing the videos. I don't need to see that shit. And then you got Fox News. Here's one of the stories they presented. When unexplained violence takes center stage, John, we tend to turn to modern psychology to explain it. But there is an alternative explanation, one that has been played out in film, stage and writings since the beginning of history.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Was Chow Sung Hui schizophrenic, psychotic, manic depressive? Or were the shooting deaths of 32 people, including Chow himself, part of the ongoing struggle between God and Satan? Good against evil.
Jesus.
Lightness
Christ.
Against darkness.
What the fuck?
Could
Chow
have been possessed by the devil? Could that explain?
You're lying.
I'm not lying. This is a new story on Fox.
I cannot believe that shit.
Dr. Richard Roberts, president of Oral Roberts University, shouts an unequivocal yes. Based on what I've seen in the news, Roberts said in an interview, there's no doubt that this act was satanic in origin.
I got a joke.
Okay.
What do you call two gay guys named Bob?
What?
Oral Roberts. Sorry, go ahead.
That's a good question. Roberts added that he doesn't know if it was possession Get this, John. This is a very, it's in the details. The devil's in the details. If it was satanic possession or oppression. Possession, he said, occurs when Satan takes over a person's life. Is, you know, when, well, I don't want to mention that to you. And the person's acts are dictated by demonic possession within. Robert said he's seen this type and has seen the devil cast out of a person. I've seen that too, John. Satanic oppression, on the other hand, is that which comes against. It's not a person, but is coming against them, trying to put evil thoughts in their minds. He said that evil thoughts and satanic oppression can be fairly innocuous, or they can be harmful. And the oppression can be in the form of fear, depression, or discouragement, because Satan, John, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Fox News.
God does, and Satan does his bidding.
Well, God has killed more people than Satan.
Yeah, they don't even, nobody reads the Bible.
And get this, John, in Judaism, however, and I didn't know this, there is no belief in a supernatural evil. Did you know
that?
Right. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And no belief that demonic possession is at the heart of what happened. Rabbi Peter Rubenstein from New York Central Synagogue
says,
every human has two inclinations, John. One to do evil and one to do good.
Is that the Pope?
Our hope is that this individual tries to access the inclination to do good. There is a balance. But evil is done whether we enter the other side.
Is that the Pope, man?
I don't know who that is. I don't know who, John. Who?
Evil ends up in the foot.
That's what I was going for. I just couldn't.
Have to get away.
One last thing about Cho. Cocksucker. The Church of Scientology has dispatched ministers to provide grief counseling for shell-shocked youth at Virginia Tech. But critics suspect the sect hopes to convert the vulnerable students. It's shameless how they milk human tragedy to promote their organization, charges Rick Ross.
Wow.
Right on, Rick Ross.
Right on, yeah.
Which counts Tom Cruise, Travolta, and Christy Alley among its members. These people at Virginia Tech are experiencing trauma. What they need are qualified mental health professionals.
Or just a friend, a family member.
Somebody to just listen. Not some asshole to come over and start hooking up
the e-meter.
The e-meter to him.
And come clear.
And telling him some shit about Xenu. Yeah, that's what I need.
Hey, check this out. This is out of a blog. Some news accounts have suggested this is from ABC News. I didn't get a chance to vet this, so I don't know for sure. But it says some news accounts have suggested that Cho had a history of antidepressant use, but senior federal officials tell ABC News that they can find no record of such medication in the government's files. This does not completely rule out prescription drug use, including samples from a physician, drugs obtained through illegal internet sources, or a gap in the federal database. But the sources say theirs is a reasonably complete search. So here's what's funny. We don't even have a list of gun owners, and we have a list of everyone, but we have a list of everyone who has been prescribed antidepressants. The government has. And in fact, the article suggests that this isn't just a database of patients who use antidepressants. It's a federal database of every prescription drug you've ever bought.
Wow. That's a pretty big database. So they got that database, but they don't have the gun owner database.
Right.
That's great. You know, if they had that database and the gun owner database, they could do some queries and say, hey, this gun owner is on a lot of antidepressants.
We might want to check him out.
We might want to revoke his license.
Unbelievable. What a useless fucking government we have.
It's completely useless with this chimp in charge.
No doubt.
And we'll get into that in part three, the heavy metal episode.
All right,
John,
let's take it to three. All right.
All right,
we'll be right back.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three.
Just one last quick way.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.